17th recreation meeting.
Oh, yes.
All right, I'll do a roll call. Mammon?
Here.
Baker?
Here.
Fireball?
Here.
DeCamp?
Yep.
Ford?
Here.
And Olson.
And Olson. Ex officio.
Ex officio.
Almost officio.
Yeah.
Ex officio, that sounds so pretty Spanish.
I would kind of like it.
There you go. Okay.
All in the minutes of April 15th. Didn't have a quorum, but we talked about the playground at Thorn Swift. Talked about the Township 80, but only kind of cursory. Yeah.
It's actually, these minutes are from the last meeting we did have a quorum.
Okay.
You have a committee of the whole minutes, but those are my understanding is you don't have.
Gotcha.
So these ones are from the April meeting.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So these need to be approved.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't a quorum for
the. We couldn't do it last
year. Right. There wasn't a quorum
last
year.
Right.
But I don't recall enough to know of any changes, so.
You look good to me. Yeah.
Yeah. I read through it before our last meeting and everything was fine on my end.
I'll make a motion we approve as submitted.
I'll second that.
Motion second. Any discussion?
I will abstain. I will abstain because I wasn't there.
Anybody opposed?
Nope.
All right. Minutes approved.
Great.
Recreation concept proposal discussion. I think last month we talked about, the idea of adding some kind of water out as just kind of like to plan for maybe a drinking fountain at some point to be added to the pavilion area. And I brought that to Jay's attention. We talked about it. I don't know. To me, the plan seems good.
Yeah. Well, the proposal, too, that's in the packet, when my colleague Tim put this together, the direction I gave him was kind of the committee doesn't know what it wants to do. So he put this together as if he was coming in and presenting ideas and, kind of doing all the groundwork.
Right.
And my thought is, I think the committee can handle tasks 1, 2, and 3, come up with a base plan of what, we want to see. And this is for the recreational component coincides with the new Township Hall building. And then when we get it to that point, either back to the Raider or another company, and put it into a sort of a final site plan grant application package to be submitted. Because we talked about it at the committee of the whole meeting, and these grant applications are very competitive now. The days of just kind of drawing something on a piece of paper and turning it in, you're not going to get awarded the grant. So it has to be a professional site plan that, makes it appear that, okay, this community is serious about this. Could be interested. And as I mentioned at the committee of the whole meeting, and as I can't speak for the board, can't speak for Jay or the board, but, the grants that I think the township's most likely to obtain require matching funds from the township. The township, as everyone knows, the focus now is on the new building, and a lot of the funds the township has are going to be tied into that. So, scaling back this proposal is a way to, potentially save on the cost to put the site plan into final form. And then we also talked about, we've had some ideas, baseball diamonds, dog park, we're kind of all over the place. But, my thought is less is more. And kind of the plan that Jay initially laid out on the chalkboard there, that, walking path, picnic areas, maybe a pavilion, start small scale, get that, you know, get a price on that, and that, you know, the 25% match or the 20% match that the township board may have to come up with will be more agreeable, I think, than we have a baseball diamond and a dog park and a whole, you know, a multi-million-dollar project. Mm-hmm. So
is there a time frame that we have to meet for the grant application?
We have to get them in. So now our target is April 1 of next year.
Oh.
So to get a grant in 2027, we have to have our application in by April 1st of 2027.
So at one point, I believe in one of our meetings, the discussion was that we would have a higher success if we coincide in whatever we're doing here with the building and the development of the Township Hall.
Yeah.
But still.
Well, it's going to be separate. So the timing doesn't have to be the same, but the fact that we can say in the grant application that, by the way, the township is, for the first time ever, building a new Township Hall. It's on property that's going to be adjacent to. That's going to score points, you know, when these are being reviewed by the DNR.
Jay, what is the timeline for the new hall?
The timeline right now is, if everything continues on track, and we've been very lucky in hitting all of our marks, September 1st will be breaking ground.
This September 1st.
Yeah.
So you would imagine that possibly you'd be in it next summer.
The winning bidder for the contractor, we just went through that process, is Harborview Custom Builders, and their bid included 365 days.
So it's September?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
It's probably more realistic than that.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I don't see why we really have to rush into anything at this point. I think it'd be better for this committee to take on whatever we could over the next year, almost, less, and reduce this cost, because obviously the township's going to have sticker shock on that building, and less is more. I agree with you, Ken. That's my opinion.
Yeah. Well,
there's room to, you know, again, 10 years from now or 5 years from now, there's room to add stuff over there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a fan of the dog park thing, but I have two dogs.
I pray we don't see anybody using
it. Yeah, we nixed that.
To be honest with you.
Yeah, I
don't see people. I see a few people using the walking trail, but not many.
I think the other thing is where the one person who identified, well, you know, ballpark and dog park is on the septic area.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's a wise idea to be putting all kinds of activity on that.
I wouldn't put anything on that.
Right.
Just from spending years on that committee, if much goes wrong down there, that whole thing has to be redone at the tune of huge number.
Yeah.
And we just don't want to mess with it.
Right.
We want that to work well for the residents down there so that we don't have to get into this.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Looking out for you, Joey.
I appreciate it.
And the other idea was it? Yeah, and again, it's a one man's idea. The board has kind of let me run with this, but nothing approved. Is that the idea was as a simple green space, someplace, you know, walk, enjoy the environment there, you know, put a picnic or benches, just something like that that kind of creates that what I call the campus atmosphere around here.
I don't disagree with that. Yeah. That's cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah. All you need is someone to mow it and a few picnic tables. And if you want walking paths, you can. But why? If you have grass, right?
Well, I think it's just from a guidance standpoint rather than just roaming around, which I don't have a problem with. But it'd be nice if there was some direction to it.
I think
but,
people use it.
Right.
Yeah.
But I agree. I think that the idea of formal recreation, such as ballparks, I don't have any interest in providing that.
Nobody's
confused.
That's what I'm
I know you all recall when we were doing the rec plan, we specifically steered away from athletic fields you know, and focus was on more past recreation, like walking, hiking, bird watching, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I think a park-like setting is how you'd want it.
Yeah,
be honest with you.
I do too.
Uh-huh.
But if we have some concept, you know, through doing the first part of this proposal, it could be more accurately prepared because it'll be in conjunction with the with the building
right.
and the parking and yeah, you know, right, everything's yeah. going on with that.
Yeah. Well, but I think we have plenty of time to work on it. Yeah. You don't need to spend $8,500. No offense.
No, I agree.
To yeah. have someone tell us what we should do.
I agree.
Right.
No, I because we're not doing that much.
And I agree with hiring, if we're going for grants, I agree with hiring them to help us get the grants. But I think we can do a lot of this ourselves.
That's great.
Well, in my thought was, if you look at that proposal, if you look at task one, you know, maybe the homework or the item for the July meeting will be to kind of, you know, identify project team and stakeholders. Well, we know the rec committee's the team, so we've already done that. You know, kind of confirming the scope, maybe coming up with schedule. You know, we can focus on that next few meetings and really come up with, this is, we're committed to this plan. This is how we want it to look. You know, theoretically, this is where we want the walking path to be. This is where maybe some picnic areas could be. You know, if we come up with a solid plan, you know, I can do a rendering enough to present it. I think the open house is important. And I think we can do that too through, you know, my retainer with the township. But making sure the public is aware, and then that also the thing that I want to steer, because I've heard this before, to let people know that the money for the township hall is separate from this.
Yep.
Because, you know,
yes.
people, whether they like it or not, I've heard that question. So, you know, you're borrowing money for the township hall and to do the recreational component. It's like, no, we're going to mention that they're building a new township hall, but that's
yeah.
everything else relating to the recreational yeah. component is separate. But I think having an open house kind of eliminates that, you know, that question or that, you know, conspiracy.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
Idea. Yeah. So, you know, that's what I would say is, you know, we make that an agenda item for the next meeting, and then between now and then, the committee members that are here really think about, okay, we've got the township hall parcel, but really the way that that's laid out, and I like that, is it goes towards the barn property. Mm-hmm. It utilizes the adjacent township property. The plan is to have the barn removed. So, you know, that trail will be on that, what, you know, at some point it's going to be a vacant parcel without any structures.
Jay, where's the parking for the township hall?
Around the building.
All around the building.
Yeah.
So, okay, got it.
So the building's basically going in the parking lot.
That's correct.
Right.
And you're going to expand parking around it a little bit?
Well, the blacktop, we're going to reuse as much of the blacktop as we can, but there will be extensions to it. There'll be 48 parking spaces, including three of which are various combinations of handicap parking. Yeah.
Have you walked the property, like, back in the woods and kind of got a sense of where you would want a trail to go? Because maybe I could help with that.
Maybe this committee needs to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take a walk through there. And
yeah.
Yeah.
And we could even, like, use a GPS tracker and do a little rough layout, because I can do layout, too.
We can just throw stakes in the ground, too.
Right. Right.
And then for the open house, we can say, hey, we have a state walking path, proposed walking path.
Yeah.
We're open to comment on it.
Yeah. And we could even put it on a map so people can visually look at it.
Yeah, but I just scratched something up there, right? To get an idea of it. Goes around the properties.
Right.
We'll keep the garage that's there.
Yeah.
That's great for storage, for the picnic tables, things like that.
Yeah.
Hall.
Yeah.
Big things. So they keep the garage.
And it's in pretty good shape.
Yeah. I don't know if everybody's aware, I am actively working to have the find buyers, quote unquote buyers, for those barns right now. And so, as I've learned before and being reinforced now, none of the barn guys, speaking slangishly, pay money for wood. What they do is they come in, they'll take it down, clean up, take away debris, and that's the trade off.
Right.
Yeah. Then they sell it.
Yeah.
And then, they sell the wood or whatever, the furniture or whatever they do.
Yeah.
But from our standpoint, it's not a financial transaction, but I want to try and leverage as much of that as I can. It'd be nice if maybe you bring some heavy equipment to take the barns down, maybe some of that's a bit of a backhoe. You can do a little scraping. So that kind of a thing.
Your only access will be through this roof that we've laid
out. That's right. Yeah. Exactly. So that's the kind of idea that as I'm going through this, the 24th is when I'm, when I've asked for any proposals to come through.
So this month?
Yep, this month, yeah.
Okay, good. Good.
If we do decide to pull grants, not saying that it doesn't sound like we'd necessarily want to, but it might be a good idea to get some letters of support from the community.
Yeah. In the grant application, letters of support, and then showing that we had an open house on the plan.
Yeah.
Well, I think that score a lot of points.
Seems like the open house would be the good forum to get those letters.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we can do it like we did for the rec plan. We had just had the survey for the master plan. We had open houses. Mm-hmm. We had boards set up around the room. So we allowed people to put little stickers and respond to various questions. And, you know, I would envision this going the same way. Like, you know, this is what we're thinking, but what do you think? What would you like to see? What would you not like to see? What do you like about this? What do you not like about this? Just kind of get feedback from the community. But the main thing, I think, is just to make the community aware that this is something the Recreation Committee is working on. It's a great opportunity because of the Township Hall project, but it's not this separate from that.
Yeah. I think it's important to make that point. There'll always be some concern that spending money where they don't want us to spend money.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, if the committee's okay with it, I mean, I can make for next month's agenda, you know, two of the agenda items will be confirm the project scope and, you know, define the schedule. And between now and then, everyone think about, you know, that maybe is a baseline or, you know, what you think we want to see for our, you know, start working on and coming up with a concept plan or a base plan for the recreational component. Sound like a plan?
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
So we don't need to vote on anything like that,
no? No. Good
comment. So the next item is the Township 80 discussion. And we talked about this in the whole summer. We had some discussions. Me and Stephanie Baker, there was a possible, or there was discussions about the conservancy maybe behind that. That isn't going forward. I don't know if they made an official offer, but they presented some dollar and the board decided they did not want to sell that property to the conservancy. So the Township 80 is staying township owned property.
Yeah.
So we, the rest of it, had talked about before, you know, kind of stepped off the gas maybe doing some improvements there. We talked about maybe seeing some improvements to Griffin Road and then maybe not necessarily a paved, but a leveled out parking area towards the top where people can access the Township 80 using Griffin Road, park their cars, and then get out and, you know, enjoy the Township 80. Well, that's something we still want to pursue, or should the focus be on that?
Should we hold off on that and see what the Conservancy does with the property they're buying?
Well, I suggested to Ed Murphy, actually, and maybe the Conservancy would be happy to manage the 80 in conjunction with the Ford property.
Well, that's what I'd like to see.
I think the Conservancy didn't offer to buy the 80. They said they had it appraised. They said, this is what we could pay if you wanted to sell it.
Did you know what it appraised at?
It was very low.
$160,000.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Plus because of the clause.
Recreation restriction.
The Conservancy, if they pay more by any significant amount.
They can't.
Well, they lose their tax-deferred status. And I mean, it's, you know, people think they're negotiating for a low price. They're not at all. If it appraised for $1 million and they could raise the money and the township wanted to sell it, that's what they'd pay.
Yeah.
So
they have to pay appraised value.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, but I think, I know of one or two other situations where the Conservancy sort of manages adjacent property. In one case, it's owned by the tribe down next to the Susan Creek Preserve on the way to Charlevoix. And there's some others where the Conservancy works in conjunction with townships.
Well, I think we ought to, I don't know how far we get to look at it. I think we are, my opinion is that we as a board ought to recommend that the board pursue that. As, because what's the point of having a separate tiny little park on 80 and then having a 180 that the Conservancy is going to do something with?
Well, the trails join all, yeah. You know, I agree. I think it only makes good sense to have the Conservancy oversee that, because they will do quite a bit. I mean, there'll be a lot of maintenance and there'll be more trail improvements on the board project.
And they'll figure out parking.
Well, the parking that they're predicting now will be over on Houston Road.
Right.
Yeah.
So why do we want to do that, right?
Yeah. Right.
Why do we want to improve a seasonal road?
Well, there was already complaint. Somebody got word that the township, you know, might put a parking lot on Griffin Road. And years ago, I had those boulders put on the Griffin Road access because it was such a party spot.
Well, and I mean, so sports, and we did that.
And it was a dump.
It was a dump. There was constantly oak couches and crap dump there. I was on the board.
That's
right.
Yeah. So anyway, that's, but somebody perhaps in Birchwood got wind of that and said, well, oh no, you know, we don't want an access off Griffin Road.
Yeah.
You know, so
I think 80's on hold to wait and see and see if we can do something, yeah, if the board is willing to work with the Conservancy and do something in conjunction, because it's stupid to have two separate parks.
Or, you know? Yeah.
And I can present that at the next meeting. Totally.
Yeah, I just think the way the whole Township 80 Conservancy thing came to the board was a little wonky.
Oh, it was wrong.
Yeah.
It was swiftly wrong.
And I think it set hard sides rather than saying, well, does it make sense to do something,
yeah,
like what we're kind of maybe talking about now?
Right.
So I'm sure I didn't think of it, and I'm sure nobody else, until maybe you mentioned it with Ed, was thinking about that either. So this opens another door, maybe.
We already have a very good working relationship with the Conservancy at Thornsworth.
Thornsworth, yeah, yeah, exactly.
So yeah, why can't we do the opposite direction with the 80?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can reach out to Ann and Kieran and talk to them about that.
Do you know if Ed has talked to the Conservancy?
I don't know.
Because I suggested after that, what happened, that he call the Conservancy just to,
yeah,
kind,
yeah, of clear, yeah, make sure everybody's happy and that we're okay. That might be a thing for Ed as part of that conversation.
Yeah.
You know, to maybe, yeah, back on what you said.
Well, I suggested it too. Sort of a self-appointed liaison at this point, which I don't, only because I do so much for the Conservancy. I mean, all day tomorrow, I'm already booked for projects. And so
John does a lot of stuff with
him. Yeah.
He's been doing it for years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would be wiser to have Ed reach out to him.
Well,
based on the last meeting about it.
I think it would be. I think it would be.
Yeah.
But pardon me, overstepping my bounds.
No.
You asking Ed and having this conversation with him is probably the right way to handle it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
You know, and Keith, as Sam said, relaying that the Recreation Committee is supportive of, you know, some kind of arrangement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's probably the way to go.
Yeah, okay. I do too.
And I'll kind of talk to Ed about the way that it was brought up and let him know that was kind of like
a big mistake.
It wasn't. It was kind of her own agenda. Yeah.
I think both sides were kind of confused.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and then it, you know, people began to think the Conservancy wanted to buy the 80.
Right.
And they will if the township wants to sell it.
Right.
But they're not pursuing it by any stretch.
Yeah.
Well, and it was the other way around. People thought we wanted to sell it so we could fund the new building.
Right.
Yeah.
But it was a bunch of
yeah. Yeah.
Well, I said to Ed, frankly, I think the township, I think there'd be a lot of residents who would be really upset if the township sold the 80.
I do too. I agree.
I don't see any point in it. Especially knowing the Conservancy will probably be willing to manage whatever, yeah, trails there are.
Yeah,
and so it's a great conversation to have.
Yeah. It probably should have happened before it was brought.
Well, it should have. I skipped two meetings during the winter because I knew about that transaction.
Yeah.
And I was sworn to secrecy. I mean, and then suddenly I realized that the township knew about it. I thought, where the heck did that come from?
That'd be my recommendation.
Yeah, I will. I will. I'll talk to Ed.
Yep.
Okay.
Do you think we're good on the Township 80?
Yeah, I mean, just, we'll relay the committee's thoughts, but in terms of what the committee do, just hold off and see how it maybe can work with the Conservancy. If it doesn't work, we can always revisit it.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, focus can be for the committee on what we're going to do over there.
Yep.
You know, that will be enough to keep us busy for the next several.
Yeah, I hope so.
And I'll walk it. If you have any ideas of,
I'll be glad to go with you.
We can walk it together and stake some stuff out and kind of get some ideas. But I do have a little bit of progress on the playground equipment discussion. So I wanted to get a couple more designs worked up from different companies so we make sure we're getting a good price and like the best quality design. I'm still in the working phase of that right now. But I did talk to, the owners of the Otis, Ty and,
Israel.
Yep. And they were very receptive to holding a fundraiser.
Oh, good.
For the playground.
Good. What? In the tents.
In the
tent?
It's an inside joke.
Yeah. The neighbors are not happy about
it. Oh, yeah. I remember that board meeting. Yeah. But anyway, they were really receptive to doing a fundraiser. And I think, you know, we could generate a decent amount of revenue through that. And they would just, you know, donate the space and the time. And then they'd even put the whatever drink sales towards the playground. So that could be really beneficial.
Yeah,
I think it'd be huge.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it could fund the whole thing.
Yeah, it'd be huge. A lot of people go there.
Yeah.
What's the estimated cost of the playground?
Right now, the first design I have is going to be like roughly just the equipment with insulation was right around like $32,000. And then probably another $5,000 to $8,000 in taking down the tree, grinding the stump,
site preparation,
site prep stuff, putting in the fencing and all that stuff. Yeah. The fencing I could do myself. The site prep mostly I could do myself. I can use existing shredded bark that I already use on the trail, so that's fine for the playground equipment. So
we're looking right around $40,000.
Right.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, right around 40. But I want to see how much I can get for that, so that's why I'm shopping around a bit.
Sure, good idea.
Cool.
Very good. I think adding a playground would be a tremendous idea.
Oh, I think it would be great. I mean, the huge amount of kids go through there. I think when I ran the numbers, it was like close to 5,000 kids through there out of the 17,000 guests we had last season.
Wow.
You know, you should tell the board that because I had no concept that there was that many kids.
Oh.
You know, it sounds like a good idea, but that puts a quantitative number to it.
Sure. I can present that at the next board meeting. Because I brought that to everyone's attention here, but I didn't take it all the way to the board.
Yeah,
that's a great idea. I had no idea that there was that many kids.
Yeah, it's like, I can't remember what the exact percentage is, but it's a sizable percentage. Yeah.
How far away do your school groups
come? I mean, we had a couple of different groups from Harbor Springs School, Harbor Light, and then LTC brought in a couple of groups. Occasionally, Lanson will come through. Yeah.
Anything from Petoskey?
Not so much. Yeah. So maybe I should kind of reach out to them and get on their radar too. It might be a little bit longer of a drive, especially this year.
Yeah.
Maybe some fall field trips.
But is the road closure protected you much?
Yeah, I checked in with the road commission, and apparently this week they were going to drill cores to see what's going on down there. But still, no one's trying to put any.
Sounds like long term.
Yeah. Because based on the last time, it took them 18 months the last time. And I guarantee when they drill the cores, they're going to find a bunch of clay and a bunch of loose sand.
That's what's there.
Yeah. And everything wants to go downhill, so.
Yeah. It used to be a brickyard.
Yeah. Which failed, apparently.
I think the brick was too sandy, I always heard. But there was a lot of clay
there. There was a lot of clay, but I guess the clay was of insufficient quality because of the sand that had been mixed in with it over time.
I think those two ponds at the Birchwood entrance I think those are not lined. I think that's just pure clay that they were dug in.
I don't doubt it at all.
They actually used some of that clay to line other ponds.
Yeah.
Well, I know the washout by Cross Village, MDOT, now says that the completion of the fixing could go into 2029.
Oh, boy.
I went.
I'm hoping it doesn't, but it's a possibility.
I went and checked out the big washout.
Yeah.
It was astounding.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. And the creek. You know, small little 16-inch creek. It washed like 16, 20 feet up the banks of each side of this little river.
I mean, they're huge trees. Just on the downstream side.
Yeah.
What about the part past Circuit? Is that reopened?
That'll be open before. No, I don't think so. Not yet.
It was, what's his name? He built the house down below his driveway, and somebody had blocked the culvert.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so water wasn't draining. It was puddling, and that's what washed out. I mean, are they just doing anything with that?
It's still closed. They're probably going to do the same thing that they want to do on this road. Take core samples and figure out what the cure will be.
Yeah.
I think they estimate, though, that'll be done sooner than the Cross Village one, the big one.
Yeah. That's a question for, stabilizing the bank. Cross Village, it's either a bridge or a huge.
They're not going to do a bridge. I'm on
the
Heritage Highway Committee, and they're not good. And they all, years ago, we went through this probably 25 years ago, maybe, and they were going to put a bridge in, but they are not going to use those plans. They're going to do something else.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Won't be an option.
Bigger culvert, I guess.
Tremendous amount of fill. I mean, there's a big road.
Yeah.
They've got to fill all that.
Yeah.
I don't know. A bridge sounds like that.
Sounds like an easier solution to me. Because, I mean, the span from the between the broken ends of pavement, it's got to be close to 100 feet.
Yeah.
And it's easy. 18 feet, 20 feet deep. I mean, it's a huge, huge washout. I mean, there's always been a big dip in the road there. Yeah. But, for years there have been, I mean, I ride that road a lot. There are manhole covers from when they did core borings before when they designed the bridge years ago.
That's what those were for?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
God, I saw a picture from a friend of mine at the lumberyard, I think before the big washout happened, because it completely obliterated it. But they had a 4-foot culvert down there, and they had reduced it down to a foot culvert at some point.
Yeah.
Now, why would you do that?
Because the four foot, I'm sure, was collapsing. But why they, they probably
why take it down so small?
I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe it was really collapsed and they couldn't.
Yeah, that could have been it. I came up with a totally different narrative in my mind. I was like, someone downstream was complaining about their yard flooding every 5 years.
I'll bet you, because I mean, I've seen when they did the Wycamp Creek Bridge just beyond Cross Village a couple of years ago. They replaced a monster culvert. and it was lying alongside the construction site for a while, and I'm sure it was damaged somewhat when they took it out. But it was just a big rusty hunk of metal.
Oh, wow.
And it could be that that happened here. And
yeah.
You couldn't get anything bigger.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, it's a lot of tonnage moving over that road.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe when they did the corridor 20 years ago, they drilled through the culvert.
Oopsie. Yeah.
What are these metal shavings coming up?
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad. That's really detrimental to lots of people. Maybe they'll fix up Division Road like that. I mean, that's a, you know, you can, well, there'd be no reason to, I guess, but Division Road ends, you know, just a few hundred feet beyond the washout.
Well, I'll tell you, my house is a lot quieter now that I'm driving this in the through road.
Yeah.
I'll bet.
I don't know.
They don't even know where they went.
I don't know where they went either, but I got out of there early and didn't go back until the end of the day for the zoo to Mac.
Yeah.
But there's no, we don't hear Harleys or anything on the Lower Shore anyway.
That's great.
We don't hear cyclists talking. We used to hear conversations as people rode their bikes underneath us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I rode M119 out when I went to check out that big washout, and I was like, wow, it's like a time travel of like 30 years ago or something.
Yeah.
Like just biking M119 with no traffic at all.
Yeah.
Just me and the road.
Yeah.
Great.
Early Sunday morning.
Early.
Get up when the crack of dawn Sunday morning this time of year, and you won't, you'll get maybe one or two cars.
All the way
across the Bridge.
Yeah, that's the time to ride.
Yeah.
You see more deer, fox, and, you know, bugs and anything else.
I'm fine with all these on those. Well, does anyone have any new business?
I do not.
No. One thing I'm really hopeful in Sam, though, if Stephanie's no longer on the committee, Steve Carlo and his family have moved.
Yeah, okay.
So I didn't know if he...
Oh, have they moved?
Yeah, they were moving to parents.
Yeah, I heard about that because he was doing physical therapy with my dad, and my dad told me about that.
Yeah, I don't know if it was even on his radar.
I don't think...
I sent him the...
We haven't.
He never signed.
Yeah. So.
So he
we're
must.
Down two members.
Yeah.
He must be unofficially stepping down.
Yeah.
Well, Andy's still a member, right? Yeah. Already,
you know.
Yeah.
And I'm. Last month, she had emailed and said she had to be somewhere right at 6, so she wasn't sure she was going to make it. This month, I did not hear from her.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not like her.
No.
Right, and I think we need to fill the board seat, which looks like we have.
Yeah.
Do we need another one right away, or can we kind of wait and see how things go?
What is the size of the committee supposed to be?
It was 8 with the township representative.
Okay.
We don't do a lot of voting here, but it's not good to have an even number.
Yeah.
Right.
So probably 7 would be a good.
You know, the even number thing, years ago, there was a supervisor in Cross Village who they had a tie vote, and he had already voted. And he had heard the supervisor votes last. He said, I'm supervisor, so I'll vote again. That works out.
I can't remember what community it was.
Nice try.
There was a set of bylaws that I saw years ago that it actually said if it was a tie vote, they drew straws to determine. Yeah.
Wow.
Their bylaws.
Wow.
So if Annie's still on the group,
that's
7.
Yeah, that
and,
should
and,
be
and, so
leave it as
I'll talk with that and volunteer my services. I'm not rolling my eyes like I don't want to, but I was hoping to force Ed to say it.
Okay.
So, but to do that, and then just say to leave the group at 7, and call that the group.
Would you want me to call in and say, "What would you like to have Jake?"
I can mention it. Well, I felt reach out to him.
Seems like you should have a quip, but I guess as long as they're talking about me, it's all good, right?
It's all good.
Yeah, so I'll do that.
Even negative PR is good.
That's all good. Absolutely right. I know I'm with that. As long as they're talking about you, it's all good. I'll do that.
All right. It doesn't look like we're going to have any public comments. Does anyone have any other comments?
I don't. We don't have a date for the open house, right?
No. We'll go through the let's get a concept and then we'll start working on that.
Yeah. We should, I don't know, probably end of summer would be the best time.
If we get outside of October, we'll probably
we'll get any dates.
Yeah. No, that's when you do it.
You know what would happen? Yeah. There would be a new group called We Love West Park.
I was going to say.
We weren't there when they voted, so we want our say.
Yep.
Yeah.
We don't need that. Do not want to go there.
Okay.
All right. I'd like to adjourn the June 17th Recreation Committee meeting.
Good job.
All right.
5:45 p.m. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks for all the prep work, Jim.
Yeah.
It was easy to do this one because it was the same agenda from last
year.
Things are good to do anything.
But I think we're making progress to now shift the focus entirely there.